Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Picture this, you're on a train. 500 people are on this train, and suddenly you're staring at a man with an AK-47. You take a breath and say a prayer, but then he's tackled. Only this train is not in America. It's a high-speed, sleek train taking European business people, diplomats, tourists, and citizens between Amsterdam, Brussels, and Paris. Thank goodness three Americans acted quickly because they saved the lives of so many people on that train. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and this is where we start with the heroes for once. Yep, a man with a gun, an Islamic terrorist, they say he has ties, Moroccan-born, did have a 47 and a Luger pistol and a sharp blade and enough ammunition for serious carnage. He was going to blow up as many people as he could blow up. And especially when we look at the Americans, the stories that abound from the people on the train that realize what would have happened if Air Force Airman First Class Spencer Stone and another American, Anthony Sadler, hadn't looked up and saw the guy with the gun. Looking at what Spencer Stone did, it was incredible because he suffered some wounds. In fact, they had to reattach his thumb. In talking to his family in the West, his father, who's a pastor, was asked about the trip that he was taking and said, oh, is he going to continue his trip? And he said, no, he's had enough. He's coming home. He's coming home as a hero. Do you not love this story? It was a packed train. There was a gunshot. And there was immediate action. He was ready to do serious damage. And they realized this 26-year-old Moroccan man is definitely on lists and is known as a radical Islamist terrorist. He's part of the movement. So as that's all unfolding, you have Stone in a hospital, leaving a hospital after having his thumb reattached. You have President Francois Hollande, who has invited them to the palace for a congratulatory meeting, of course. You have the French passengers who can't get enough of praising them and saying that they turned around, they saw something, and they realized what was going on, that it was going to be something really, really bad. And, of course, you had the President of the United States, Obama, calling the three Americans to commend and congratulate them for their courage and quick action. You can only hope that you had one of those guys on any train that you might be on where somebody was intent on doing harm. And Stone was the guy who acted first. He jumped up immediately. He sprinted toward the gunman, running, they say, a little bit of a ways to get to him. And, of course, he didn't have a weapon. Well, the target had tons of weapons. But Stone grabbed his neck, grabbed the gunman's neck, stunning him. He fought back, slashing with that blade that hit Stone in the neck and in the hand, pretty much almost severing that thumb. They reattached it in places off. And he pulled out that cutter and he started cutting Spencer. And that could have been worse, too. He nearly, like I said, completely severed that thumb. So they grabbed the pistols, they threw it aside. He was screaming. They put him down. They rendered him unconscious. Do you love this? Again, this happened busy time, late Friday. And there were people on that train who also had no idea of what was happening. No idea. Crazy. But crazy awesome that they reacted the way they did. And just instinctually making the move, which is what Stone said. So the suspect wounded, bleeding, in a chokehold, and that was it. They were able to deal with it. A wild, wild end to what was a vacation for a couple of guys who did not expect that they were going to end up in that situation. And even after he was bleeding, he helped one of the gunshot victims by doing what he could, realizing that he was bleeding profusely. So he put his thumb in the wound, stopped it, did whatever he could. And they say if he hadn't done what he did, that passenger wouldn't have made it either. Man, oh man. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Cannot say enough about the Americans, who really don't want to be called heroes, but really are the definition of heroes, by foiling what could have been a massive train attack due to this Islamic terrorist who was hell-bent on lighting up the skies with anybody he could take out of the train and anything he could blow out of that train. Huge, huge message to take away, I think, from that event. Because they rolled. They rolled when they had to. Speaking of rolling, Donald Trump is rolling on through any of the polls, and he's part of the Sunday swirl, in other words, the talking heads on all the political shows. If he wasn't on one particular show, he was a part of it because they were asked over and over again about Donald Trump. And now Jeb Bush is starting to fire back and go after Trump, but I don't know if that's in his best interest. Donald Trump, on Friday, had 20,000 people go to a rally. Some of you are listening to me in Alabama. You might have been there. People drove from all corners of the state, not just those that were close, to hear him, to see what he had to say. They wanted to get close to Donald Trump. Jeb Bush's people decided that they were going to pull a banner and a plane overhead to announce Jeb Bush for president and Trump for taxes. But I don't think anybody was receiving that message. They would have had better luck, perhaps, dragging that banner down Miami Beach than over that Trump, pro-Trump crowd. But these are the things that are going to continue to happen, because Trump is definitely the target, as he is the one who is setting the tone and the pace for the Republicans. Stay with us on the flip side. Odds and ends, including what's going on with our stock market and the Chinese crisis.
My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutrition nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Time for a little odds and ends, things that are dropping all over the place, worth a quick mention, because I say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney hanging with all of you in those nooks and crannies, things you might not care about or care about. I think one thing that's interesting to note is Tiger Woods, who has won 14 majors and almost 80 tournaments in the world of golf, has had trouble finding his swing. I know there's a punchline in this. And he got people excited because he does draw in crowds. So a lot of people were watching over the weekend the golf tournament, the Wyndham Championships in Greensboro, North Carolina. But he couldn't pull it out. In the end, what happened was he had a blow-up hole, is what I call it, where he showed that he's like the rest of us weekend warriors. And what happened was, it was a par 4 11th hole. In other words, par 4 for all of you who don't play. You're supposed to try to get it in the hole in 4. And it was 486 yards. This is a guy who can hit a 2-iron 280 yards. When he was walking the course, he had a massive crowd around him. Of course he did. But unfortunately, on the hole, it was a triple bogey. Yeah. I mean, just miss it after miss it. So that triple bogey was followed up by another bogey. And then he birdied out 4 of the final 6 holes, but it was much too late. What's another interesting quick side note story to this and a little sports short here is Davis Love III shot a 6-under-64. He won by one stroke. He is 51 years old. You're like, a zombie in golf when you're 51 because there's the seniors tour, and usually you're not winning on the PGA Tour at 51. So this is big for Love, who is from North Carolina, does like the course, but credit to him for the very big win. He hadn't won in 7 years. 7 years. So I'm happy for Davis Love III. And the Tiger Woods appearance, though, drew extra buzz, drew extra people. And there were more tickets that were sold. So you can't deny he is like the Donald Trump of the golf world. When he's out there speaking with his clubs, people follow. They say that 49,000 extra tickets were sold because of Woods. And he had the people who were following him around. And because he was in contention, it made it that much more interesting. And that's why it shows that there are some people like Donald Trump, what we're seeing now in politics, that transcend whatever it is they're involved in. And, of course, he fits that bill. Even though he had the massive fall from grace, the craziness, the however many women he was with, the what happened with his wife, but that's old news. And in the past, and he's a single guy now, and the bottom line is, as far as golfing is concerned, he is somebody who moves the needle, just like we see Donald Trump infuriating so many Republicans who are running because they don't understand it. Dealing with Trump is completely different than dealing with opponents who are former governors, current governors, who are senators, who are people that are part of the political process. He cannot really be tamed because he doesn't care. And because he doesn't care, that makes him intriguing to the mere Americans out there who are the voters. But in the political machine of whose rear end do I have to kiss, how many people do I have to talk to, how, for goodness sake, do I get elected? And you get on that treadmill, and so many are on the treadmill, it's tough to combat what he's saying and what he's doing. Jeb Bush is going to try. He's going down to the border, says that his plan is ridiculous, can't work, as are Chris Christie and others saying that his plan can't work. Scary to see what's happening on the stock market, in our stock market, on our stock market. We're having the same thing. World markets are definitely plunging. There's a big sell-off. When you have massive sell-offs, it's like a roller coaster, only this roller coaster is not on the upswing. The Shanghai Composite shed 9% in afternoon trading, wiping out all gains made the entire year. Many of the companies listed in Shanghai, pay attention, including some large state-owned firms, fell by the maximum daily limit of 10% within the first hour of trading. Not good. But part of the reason for that is because of the 40 million people they were invited in. Beg, borrow, steal, you can get a piece of this over a year ago. And the economy is slowing. Now, what we're concerned about is what's going to happen with the U.S. Federal Reserve. Are they going to raise the benchmark interest rate or not? That's something to pay attention to, because the Dow plummeted 1,000 points, the worst five-day trading period since 2011, last week. And the Shanghai Composite fell 11.5% over the same time period. So not good news, because we're all at the craps table in some way. I don't know, maybe you're listening to me and you're not, and you stuff money in the mattress and you've got, that's how you're keeping your money, and that's it, because you're not going to get any great return at the banks, and you did the CD thing, but there's not great money to be made there, so that's what you're doing with it. Or you're stuck in a 401k, which you're glad you have a 401k, but what's happening to the 401k as a result of what's going on in the stock market? And the answer is, it has to be plunging. Some of the stocks, even some of the great blue chip stocks, the big companies, are having a tough time. will it turn around? Everything turns around. What goes up must come down and vice versa. But when you're thinking of retiring and you're invested and you want to come out, and that's the problem. It's the whole timing thing. Life is about timing, isn't it? But it is absolutely about the timing of where your money is and when you're going after it. That's why it's important to diversify. Not a stockbroker, not doling out financial advice. Just from what I can see, it is best to diversify. Want to know what's happening on the campaign trail starting the week? Monday, Bernie Sanders is in New Hampshire. He's continuing that New Hampshire visit. He's going to go to Salem and some other areas as well. He's going to go to a middle school. That makes sense. He's going to go to a town hall and do a little lecture thing. Chris Christie is in New Hampshire, too. Obviously not in the same places and spaces as Bernie Sanders. He's in Sadie's Bar and Grill. For one, he's going to have a town hall meeting, too, later in the day. So we got a couple of town hall meetings going on. South Carolina is welcoming a few people. They've got the Faith and Freedom Barbecue, which is a South Carolina Republican huge event. And they started it, but it exploded in all kinds of directions. So Congressman Jeff Duncan puts this on, and you've got Governor Scott Walker, who's going to attend and speak. You have Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Ben Carson. So a lot of peeps there. Ben Carson, being in South Carolina, is going to do a few other things, too. He's going to have a Latino outreach event. And he's going to stop by and visit with some at a campaign headquarters, too. Jeb Bush is in Colorado. He's doing the fundraising thing. They're having a reception fundraiser for Jeb Bush. But before he goes there to Denver, early in the day is the big thing. He's going to be at McAllen, Texas. He's going to go to a luncheon fundraiser. And, of course, he's going to be talking about the whole border situation and what's happening at the border. So pretty interesting and a pretty busy day. The president is having his lunch with the VP in the private dining room. And I love when they tell you, the lunch is closed to the press. As if they wanted to invite the press in to dine with them or watch. Then the president, who's pushing his Iran deal, like, don't back out of this deal. Come on, Congress, sign off on it. Let's not have a fight over it. The president is traveling to Las Vegas. Yep. And he's going to actually have a brief little presser at the airport to talk about why he's there. He's going to deliver some remarks at the National Clean Energy Summit. Stay with us. We're booting it to the other side.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
America Tonight. Doug Giles is with us. He's got a great site you got to check out called Clash Daily. It's really a myriad of things that we talk about here on America Tonight with some hot opinions, no question about it. We saw just the other day Hillary Clinton being confronted by the Black Lives Matter group that she actually decided she was going to have a conversation with them, which I think backfired on her, and she tried to sidestep a few things. Doug, you probably saw clips of that. What was your take on, first of all, Black Lives Matter? They're disrupting some of these political rallies, but what was your take on how Hillary Clinton tried to handle that?
Well, first of all, I was so happy that they did confront probably the most uber white candidate that we have running for the White House. They're stirring it up. Do I agree with the Black Lives Matter message? I don't know. It seems like the white guys like me are more under attack than the blacks. Like, if you're a white Christian conservative and you're a cop, well, then you're the Antichrist, according to this politically correct postmodern milieu. But I'm glad they did. I'm glad that the Black Lives Matter guys confronted Hillary. I'm looking at a picture of her right now going toe-to-toe, mano-a-mano with one of the activists, and she's bugging. It looks like she's scared. Looks like she's uncomfortable. And if this stuff's going to reoccur, which it looks like it's going to, and you saw it with Bernie Sanders and Jeb Bush, and now looking at Hillary, you know, one of these days they're going to confront Trump and the other guys. You got to just dial down. You can't ramp up. You can't bring security into knockheads. I think it'd be great to have a dialogue. I would love to see Donald Trump sit down and talk with these guys, because I think from a communicative standpoint, from a human standpoint, he connects wonderfully with people of all different races and ages and colors and economic backgrounds, and he's a billionaire. But Hillary, she should have tried Kate her southern drawl. Maybe that would have worked it, you know.
I like that, her southern draw. All right, since we're on the subject of Hillary, so now this whole thing with the server and the emails, and October 22nd, she's going to go on the Hill and testify or get grilled a little bit about Benghazi, supposedly, and these emails. But are they really going to stick to her, do you think?
No, I don't think so. And no. I know all my conservative buddies and libertarian friends, even those on the left that are pig sick of Hildebeest, they think this is, you know, her Waterloo, that she's going down. And I was like, you really underestimate the force that is the Clinton machine and their evil machinations. And I think she's going to pick her teeth, Kate. I think she's going to waltz out of that courtroom singing zippity-doo-dah, and there'll probably be a few dead bodies in the wake. And somebody's definitely going to go under the bus and get rattled and smashed at 95 miles an hour because of this thing. But the Clintons have skated through worse scandals and come out, you know, easy breezy, summer squeezy. This is Hillary Clinton. She's the soulless wench. She's got more dirt on people and all the federal level, DOJ and FBI. She's going to walk from this.
Yeah, absolutely. I say she's Teflon, and people don't believe me either. As you said, across the board, they really think that somehow she's going to go down, but I say absolutely not. I concur for all of the reasons that you just said, too. You know, we were talking about Donald Trump for a second there. What do you like about Donald Trump? And I think you already said some of it. He's a billionaire, and I think he is authentic. He is what he is, right?
Well, I think, first of all, Donald is shocked that he's a presidential candidate. I was watching him do an interview trying to read between the lines on what he was communicating, and he's like, look, I want to run my business. He said, but the punks, the scallywags, are so dense and deep inside the beltway that somebody has to do something. If the left's answer is Hillary or the strident socialist, at least he's honest about it, Bernie Sanders. And our answer is the conservatives during the campaign only, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and some of the other GOPers, then it's a really bad day. And I look at America as an incredible enterprise, and Trump knows how to run big enterprises. And the thing that I like what he's bringing to the table is that he is kind of moving in a John the Baptist mode, to where he is pulling up stumps and boulders, and he's saying crap that everybody and their dog has been thinking, but our elected reps, or those who want to be our elected reps, have no nuts to talk about. So I dig it. Is he going to be able to make it through to the long haul and finish this horse race? I don't know. But, you know, one thing that I find very interesting, of all the 15 GOPers that are taking pot shots at Trump, Ted Cruz isn't saying diddly squat. I think Trump's going to bow out, and Ted's going to slot in. Trump's going to come behind and start supporting Ted, and it's going to be over and done with. We just got to make Ted a little bit more relatable, got to get people to think he's human, because he's definitely the smartest man in the room, and I would love to see him debate Hillary. Oh, my God, Kate, he would eviscerate that old hat.
You know, one thing, too, about that's interesting when you bring about Ted Cruz, he's the smartest guy in the room. He is. People forget. They say, he's, you know, from Texas. He went to Harvard. I mean, dude, he hung in the Ivies with those people up there, right?
Yeah, no, and, you know, again, you know, people think us Texans, I live down here in Austin, you know, that we're just these stick-chewing rubes, you know, whose daddy lives in a double wide, and, you know, this is the most, I believe, Kate, it's like number one or in the top three of the most economically viable states in our nation. Four of our cities come banging in as some of the top places in the world to live. I think our economy's number 12 in the nation, or in the world, and that's with other nations. And Ted Cruz comes screaming through from great Ivy League school, and I guarantee there's nobody on the left that wants to dance with him when it comes to debating the issues, because, like I said, he's going to stomp all over their toes. And will he make them look completely foolish and like an idiot like Trump would? I don't know, but he will slaughter them. He will put they will step into a Cruz wood chipper of gastronomical proportions that they would loathe having to face Mr. Theodore.
Yeah, I agree with you. Clash Daily with Doug Giles. You know, the other thing we started talking about at the beginning, the Black Lives Matter, and you have even a link on your site, and I happen to see this, about the lawyer that was on Dr. Drew, who was talking about what she thinks should happen, and pretty much, and you surmise this and wrote this, wants people to pretty much start shooting at cops. What is going on in this country? I have a brother-in-law that's a cop and the nicest guy in the world in Texas, and it's scary the things that are going on.
Yeah, I have a lot of cop friends as well, and have spoken at many funerals, especially when I lived down in South Florida. But no, it's open season, and you know, blacks kill blacks way more than whites, and white cops shoot black. I mean, the numbers are insanely disproportionate. But you know what? You don't hear squat about that. It doesn't fit the left's fairy tale, the narrative they're trying to foist on us. So it's you know, this lawyer shows up on Dr. Drew, and a good buddy of Clash Daily, one of our writers, and we carry his podcast, John Cardillo, is on there talking about, you know, cop safety. And the lawyer, she told the former officer, John Cardillo, it's only a matter of time before people are going to start shooting at cops the same way cops are shooting at them. And I'm telling you, this is something that Farrakhan is having a wet dream over, that Al Sharpton will monetize till Jesus returns. They want this kind of conflict. They want this kind of race war. And I think Obama does, kind of in a passive-aggressive way, because, again, he's not saying anything except incendiary comments about, you know, some police debacles and not really addressing the issue and telling people to chill the blank out,
I agree. It's wild. I mean, it's not just in the Northeast, whether it's the Baltimore situation or whatever. It just takes one thing and then it ignites and it goes up and it's crazy. You have also on your site, and this is something we talked about the other day, you had two women, two that got through Ranger school, female Army Rangers. But on your site, you say a combat vet talks about not having what it takes to be a Ranger. So bravo that they got through. But then we get back into this whole debate. Now you're actually doing the gig. What do you think?
Yeah, no, a buddy of mine who's an Army infantryman man who is real close with Chris Kyle, Omar Avila, who's burned over 85% of his body, Purple Heart recipient. He said, matter-of-factly, he said the women don't have the physical strength or the mental strength to be a Ranger, and that the standards were lower in order to get them a pass and get them, you know, as full-fledged Army Rangers. And that's, as you can imagine, with this hypersensitive crowd that we've got nowadays, that's causing a full-on crap storm over at ClashDaily.com. I gotta agree with him. I support anybody who wants to take a bullet from me and defend our rights and our freedoms and put bad people down. But when you talk about lugging out a 250-pound, 6'5" guy that's got a full rucksack on and you're in a hot zone, I don't think a 150-pound girl could do it, even the strongest, toughest Ronda Rousey types, you know?
Yeah, and here's the thing. Certainly you don't want to put someone in that situation either, set them up for failure, because obviously I think if somebody goes through and they want to do it, they're a patriot, but you don't want to put the wrong people in the wrong positions already. It's Harry Carey enough with some of those situations we're in.
You look at the Navy SEALs. They came out today and they said, listen, we're open to female SEALs, but you know what? We're not lowering our standards. So if she can go through the grueling crap that we got to go through in order to wear those noble colors and stuff, then yahoo. And that's Omar's problem with this, with the Rangers. They dropped the standards.
Yep. And dropping the standards doesn't meet what's happening in the field, for sure. Doug Giles, thanks so much. Clash Daily.
Man, you can't drop the standards on that.
Yeah, yep, exactly. You can't. ClashDaily.com. Check it out. Doug, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kate. Always a pleasure.
Bye. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Show. He's in our virtual green room right now. He is the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway. Michael Daugherty joins us. And Michael, I just saw this the other day. I was excited for you because of so many of the things that we've talked about over the time that we've had you on the show. But you are going to the summit in the Gartner Summit in Australia. And that is something when you think about talking about cybersecurity. Tell us what you're going to talk about while you're there.
Well, it's the Gartner Summit, which is one of the biggest advisory companies in the world, and they have big talks all over. And this is the cybersecurity summit for the Southeast Asia. And I'm speaking about a matter of style and how the American regulators regulate cybersecurity and how that impacts the world, because the internet is borderless, and what we do as America does impact everyone, especially in cybersecurity. And honestly, we're seen as bullies and not really effective in
regulations, solving the problem. And so I'll talk about that for about an hour.
Wow. And so seen as bullies is because of regulation versus what? Why is that the perception is bullies?
Because it is the action versus the results of the action. Mm. Clearly, we do not have good cybersecurity and we're behind. And going after companies or victims of cybersecurity isn't helping anything, because guess who the biggest violator is? It's the government. I mean, that is who has the worst cyber defenses. The United States has terrible cyber defenses within the government system, as we've just seen with the IRS and OPM, yada, yada, yada. So it doesn't work. Cybersecurity is a really early, early time right now, like medicine was 125 years ago. Things are going to be choppy, and not being collaborative but being punitive just doesn't work. And no one is intentionally doing this, and things are changing so quickly. But it's what you have when you've got lawyers that don't have any experience in technology, or and then they've got bureaucratic power. And the FTC in particular I talk about because they have no rules or standards, and they argue they don't need to have any. So we're asking industry to spend billions of dollars defending itself. And if in the rearview mirror the government thinks it wasn't done right, they'll come after you. But they won't tell you what right is. And that is crazy to a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, what is right? And you see it. I mean, it is the Wild West. And as you say, we're at the tipping point here. It's pretty scary, some of the things that are happening out there. And what does that say about our systems? Like you said, OPM and the IRS, think of the information that's there. I think it's frightening that there's not more. I don't know if it's lack of concern, lack of knowledge, lack of consulting, being silos. I mean, I think there's some silo building there. What do you think?
No, it's a lack of concern, because this is what we built for a century. We have built these bureaucracies and agencies for a century that are cultures of self-protection ahead of the country, and there's no accountability. And the tipping point is, this is how bad things are, that they can go along and still have basically the door wide open and nothing really happens. You know, there was such an outrage with OPM that the woman resigned. To me, is just sort of a PR piece. There still is, they just can't move quickly, and we're paying the price for them, you know, whistling around the graveyard for the past 15 years, and they were warned. I mean, these are people that were warned, but when you have a culture of no accountability, who cares when you're warned? Someone else's job. And that's the culture of working for the government in some of these agencies.
Yeah, no kidding. Michael, what do you make of, speaking of security, what do you make of what's going to happen with Hillary Clinton and this whole server thing and the emails and, oh, what was classified? I think the Clintons are like Teflon, and she'll get out of this unscathed. Whether that will cost her the presidency because of all the things that are being perceived about her and a lot of the things that are true and people are starting to realize, what do you think happens in the end with the Clinton stuff with the emails?
I think Bill is Teflon. I don't think Hillary is. And this could be another tipping point. I do think it really, if the momentum stays, her presidential aspirations are over. The people around her will go down before she goes down. They'll finger point and they'll take the hit and they'll go after. And that's the irony. This is the price you pay for being loyal to a Clinton. Is you'll get thrown under the bus, and it's a shark tank. So whether she gets indicted and a hand slap, it depends on what more happens. There's so many people that have a self-interest in protecting her because of her involvement with the Democratic Party that it will be different than Petraeus, and the public can see that. So I agree with you. I don't think she's going to jail. I don't know if she'll be indicted or not, but I do think this keeps on present course. She won't be the nominee.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm going to ask you this because on the other side, in watching Donald Trump, boy, talk about somebody who just knows how to get headlines. And we know this from before with Donald Trump. But do you think he kind of has put a I don't know, has got people thinking and questioning the politics of career politicians, as it were. You're somebody who's familiar with what's going on in the Beltway. What do you think?
Well, I think that it's very, very early, and I think that what Donald Trump is doing is he's just tapping into a certain aspect of the population's rage and giving them a voice. And that's why I think at the current stage he can get away with saying anything, because people are just like someone that's going to kind of open the windows and scream, I'm not going to take it anymore. And he's smashing the glass. Because they all are insular. They do all protect themselves. They do across the aisle. It has turned into really a racket. I mean, Congress especially is not what the founding fathers intended on how these representatives conduct themselves or where they spend their time. And you know, we've had scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal, and people don't know what to do. They feel helpless, and they don't know the avenue to funnel it. So I think he's hit that vein of frustration. And I think people could learn from it and not replicate everything about him. But there's certainly something appealing to be about being the outsider.
Yeah. We're speaking with Michael Daugherty, cybersecurity expert, among other things. And, you know, Michael, in looking at politics and what happens in Washington, here's the other part I don't get. And maybe it's that frustration. I always say it, and maybe because I also lived in foreign countries and I saw what people go through to vote. It's been suggested, and in fact, several candidates have mentioned this in the past, and now currently that's come up, about the idea of having an election day where we're off. It's a national holiday. Do you think that would get more people to vote?
No, and I think that's another ploy for the Democrats to shove people in. I mean, whatever they can do, you know, whatever they can do. Look, your freedom and democracy, you have to go to it. It doesn't come and wait on you. And if you don't understand that fundamentally, you know, I guess you deserve as good as you got. And, you know, this to me, it's more lipstick on the pig, because you know, we can't just enable everyone and give them the idea that this is all owed to them. That's not what the country is built on. And, you know, so, no, I think that you have to carve it out, and you have to know that it's your duty. And it shouldn't be a day off to have a long lunch after you're done.
I like that, a long lunch. Oh, you are hilarious. Michael Daugherty, the devil inside the Beltway. Perfect place to end this. Safe travels, and thanks so much for coming on the show.
It's great talking to you, Kate. Take care.
Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.